You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On the eve of a special Jubilee audience in St. Peter's Square for Rotary members, a conference aiming to step up collaboration between organisations that advocate and work for the rights of refugees took place in the Vatican. The conference, entitled Helping Refugees to Start Over, focused on the growing need to provide refugees and migrants, especially children and young people, with education and with skills that will enable them to form a new life and contribute to their communities. During the discussion, members of Rotary International, of the Jesuit Refugee Service, of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and World Food Programme agreed that refugees worldwide should be recognised the fundamental right of access to education programmes as valid tools for social inclusion and human development. During the Jubilee audience itself, attended by nearly 9,000 Rotary members from across the globe, Pope Francis encouraged Rotarians to continue in their commitments for a more peaceful and compassionate world. Speaking to Rotary President Ravi Ravindran, the Pope emphasised the importance of vaccinations against polio and urged the organisation to continue to spearhead its successful campaign, thanks to which the disease is close to being eradicated. One of the participants, both in the audience and in the panel discussion on helping refugees to start over, was John Hewco, General Secretary of Rotary International. He spoke to me about the humanitarian work of the Global Rotary Network and said the current migrant and refugee crisis in Europe has become an important topic for Rotarians.
As you know, Rotary is an extraordinary international organization that really brings together leaders from around the world, community leaders, to discuss some of the significant challenges that the world is facing and then to take concrete action both locally and internationally. We have 1.2 million Rotarians around the world. 70% of them are now outside of North America. Very strong Rotary presence here in Italy. And so with the refugee crisis, with the migrant crisis here in Europe, it's become an important topic for Rotarians to address the issue and to help these people as they're coming in, to help them resettle, to give them job training, and to work with local communities to solve the issue.
As a journalist, it's heartbreaking to follow the refugee crisis as it unfolds, so many people dying and so much pain and suffering. It's heartening to see partnerships such as your own with JRS and UNHCR talking about giving refugees a new start. Can you tell me a little bit about where you're hoping to go from here?
Well, we were able to host a very interesting conference at LUMSA here in Rome, where we had panelists talking about the importance of addressing this issue. The point I tried to make in my intervention was that it's not only a question of alleviating the immediate concern of the refugees, housing, shelter, etc., but also to provide them the skills that they're going to need to integrate into societies. And in fact, in many cases, these are not poor refugees. These are not people that are without skills or very often highly skilled people that represented a terrific opportunity for society. And so if we can harness these skills and use those skills to integrate them into society, that would go a long way toward providing a sustainable, long-term solution to this issue, just beyond finding immediate housing and finding immediate shelter and food for these people.
Pope Francis is going to challenge you to take action. How do you see yourself responding to that challenge yourself as Rotary, of course?
Well, Rotarians have responded extremely aggressively to this challenge, and that's what really Rotary is all about. It's about community leaders coming together in their communities to tackle both local and international challenges. And so Rotarians in Italy, in Germany, throughout the world have stepped up and have provided training, shelter, food, as I said, long-term training to provide sustainable solutions to refugees throughout the world. So our response to His Holiness is, you've challenged us, we've picked up the baton, and we're going to deliver on your challenge to help address this issue throughout the world.
What about JRS and their Mercy in Motion campaign and their aim to provide education? Do you foresee becoming partners in this mission? How important do you think it is?
I think their mission is extremely important, and I think for this issue to be addressed globally, partnership is absolutely critical. As an example, our signature corporate initiative is the eradication eradication of polio. And we're very close to eradicating disease. Now, we were able to do that because we were able to partner with organizations such as World Health Organization, UNICEF, Center for Disease Control, the Gates Foundation. And similarly here in the refugee context, it's partnership and each of the partners bringing their skills and acumen to the table that we're going to be able to address this issue successfully. So we support what they're doing. We do a lot of that ourselves, and we very much hope and that we'll be able to partner with them not only here but in other places in the world.
That was John Hugo, General Secretary of Rotary International.